General Hamm, I want to talk to you about these threats to the family specifically. And you just heard Chairman McCaul talk about it could be possible they could carry out those threats. What does that do to a military community?
Martha, this is very disconcerting, obviously, to the families, the specific families that were identified in this release, but more broadly across the armed services, to know that those who engage in social media, that information now can be corrupted and used by a terrorist organization to threaten, and in worst case, what they hope to do is inspire or motivate someone here in the United States to attack or kill these service members or their families.
And I have to say that last night when this first came out, I went on Facebook to see if I could find those people that they talked about. Very easy to find. The Defense Department has said, clean up your social media. I went on again this morning, and some of those pictures were still public, and those names on Facebook accounts showing they're in the military. I suppose you would say get that off social media as well.
Yes, the Department of Defense has been very active over the past many years of reminding service members and their families to be very cautious about the information that you put on social media, disabling your geolocation, being very circumspect about the location of the service members for precisely the reason that has now played out. And I worry that this increasing sophistication by these Islamic terrorist organizations to manipulate social media to their own ends is a very worrying trend.